Cantina. A human story from Northwest Queensland. One of the strangest rivers in the vast continent of Australia is the Diamantina. Its mighty floodwaters collect amongst the hills of central Queensland and flow swiftly down to the desert in the northeast quarter of South Australia, there to disappear into the earth or to be evaporated by the sun. Upon the banks of the Diamantina in Queensland is the cattle station of Coolibah, owned by John Nettlefold, whose property stretches over an area of 1,500 square miles. The time is late October, and we now find in Nettlefold's daughter, Elizabeth, in the homestead dining room talking to the housekeeper, Mrs. Hetty Brown.
Oh, there you are, Hetty. I've been looking for you everywhere.
Good morning, Miss Elizabeth.
Morning. Hetty, I'm going to leave the house entirely in your care for the next day or two. Father's asked me to drive around the paddocks with him.
Oh, Miss Elizabeth, that will be nice for you. It's going to be very hot and dusty, though. But be sure to take a blanket with you. It's quite cool at nights now.
Oh, what would I do without you, Hetty? You're just like a mother to me.
Well, someone's got to look after you. You're such a careless creature. And your father's always much too busy to see if you're properly cared for.
Oh, nonsense, Hetty. Father's very good to me.
Oh, yes, he's good to you, all right. But he's only a man after all. You can't expect a man, a cattleman at that, to look after his daughter as she should be looked after.
Oh, Hetty, I'm not a child anymore, you know.
It's hard to think of you as anything else, Miss Elizabeth. I've known you since you were so high.
Yes, and you still think of me as so high, don't you?
You're going by car, I suppose.
Oh, of course.
Right round the station, Miss Elizabeth?
Oh, no, that would take much too long. Father wants to have a look at a mob of cattle before the drovers take them into Bourke.
Fancy driving all that way to look at a mob of cattle.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Why can't Ted Sharp do it? He's boss stockman. He ought to know as much about cattle as your father.
But he does, of course.
I believe you've got a warm corner in your heart for that young man, haven't you?
Oh, Hetty, what nonsense. What on earth makes you think that?
Just my two eyes, Miss Elizabeth.
Those two eyes of yours see more than they ought. They're not always right, either.
Oh, we haven't any secrets, surely. Once upon a time, Miss Elizabeth, you used to tell me everything.
Do you know, I believe you're nothing but an old gossip, Hetty.
Oh, Miss Elizabeth!
Anyway, Father wants to see that mob for himself, so I offered to go with him. He wants to have a look at the feed in Emu Lake paddock, too. That'll take some time. I couldn't let him go all that way alone.
Well, I'd better fix up some tucker for you.
I've done all that, thanks, Hetty.
You have? Without telling me. Oh, Miss Elizabeth.
Never mind. You've quite enough work as it is. Now that we're going to be out of the house, you'll be able to set to and have a thorough clean out.
Elizabeth.
Here I am, Father, in the dining room.
Are you nearly ready? The car's waiting.
All right, coming.
Ah, there you are. Morning, Eddie.
Good morning, sir. I hear you're going away for a day or two.
Yes. You'll be glad to get rid of me, I expect. Poor old Eddie. She's always complaining about my muddy boots on the carpet.
Quite right too, Father.
Oh, Mr. Nettlefold, I've never said any such thing. But you will look after Miss Elizabeth, won't you, sir?
Of course, of course. Now, come along, my dear. I want to be home as soon as possible.
All right, Father, I'm ready now.
Good. Let's get out of the car, then. Goodbye, Eddie.
Goodbye, sir. Goodbye, Miss Elizabeth. Take care of yourself.
All right, Hetty. Goodbye.
Hetty's absolutely devoted to you, Elizabeth.
Yes, she's a sweet person.
I don't know what I'd have done without her. When your mother died, I'd have been helpless but for Hetty. She's run the house for me, looked after you, and brought you up as well as any one woman could have done.
Poor old father. You must have been very lonely.
Oh, no, my dear. A man doesn't have much time to be lonely in a station of this size.
Why don't you leave more of the work to the others? They're quite capable of handling it.
Yes, yes, I know, but I'd much rather do it myself. You know, Elizabeth, I've often wondered whether you were happy here.
Why, of course I am.
It isn't very lively, I'm afraid. You've got no company but your grousing old father.
He's not a bad old stick.
And a few stockmen. You sure you wouldn't like to take a holiday somewhere? Brisbane or somewhere up the coast?
No, I wouldn't go away and leave you.
You'll have to think about getting married one of these days.
Why?
Why? What an extraordinary question to ask. Why do girls get married?
Well, I don't know.
You're a strange girl, Elizabeth. Haven't you ever thought about a husband?
Oh, yes and no.
Of course, there aren't many suitable young men in the district. Let me see, there's John Kane, our neighbour.
Oh, no, Father. He's not my type at all. Too old, for one thing. He must be nearly 40.
Well, then, how about Owen Oliver?
I can't stand that young man.
Never exactly taken to him myself. I can't make the chap out.
I hope he never comes to Coolabah again.
Well, I won't ask him. By Jove, Elizabeth, this new car of mine eats up the miles, doesn't it? We've done 35 already.
Hello. What's that dust cloud ahead of us?
Oh, that's Ted Sharp of the cattle. We'll catch up with him in a few minutes.
How many are we sending away this time?
800, I'm hoping.
I'm so glad I came with you, Father. I'm enjoying this trip.
A bit better than the old buckboard days, isn't it? I remember the first time you came out with me. You were only 5 then. Your mother was dead against my taking you.
Oh, wasn't that the time when the Diamantina flooded, whilst we were still out back?
That's it. We had to camp for 2 weeks until it subsided.
Yes, I can still remember poor mother's face when we got back. I believe she thought we'd been drowned.
Yes, she had good cause to be anxious. There were no telephones up here in those days.
We'd be lost without them now, wouldn't we?
Yes, it's the only way we can get any warning of a flood. You've never actually seen the Diamantina in flood, have you?
No, I haven't.
Ah, it's a sight you'd never forget.
Hello, here are the cattle. You'll have to slow down, Father.
Yes, can you see Ted Sharp anywhere?
There he is. He's riding towards us.
Good, I'll pull up here. Ted's the best cattleman I ever had, my dear. And there's not much he doesn't know about horses, either.
Morning, Snowball. Morning, Miss Elizabeth.
Morning, Ted. How's it going?
Pretty good.
How do they weigh up, Ted?
All fair, Mr. Nettlefold. Ought to average 800 pounds dressed.
Ah, good, good. How many in the muster?
819. Like to look them over, Mr. Nettlefold?
Oh, might as well, I suppose. You've got a spare hack there, haven't you?
Yes. Ned Hamblin's over there with it. Hey, Ned, bring over the spare Brunbury, will you?
You don't mind waiting, do you, Elizabeth? I'll just have a look around the mob.
Of course not, Father.
Who are the other men, Ted?
Fred the Dogger and the two black fellows.
Bill Sykes and Shut-Eye. How are they doing?
They're pretty good men, Mr. Neverbottle.
Good. Ah, here comes Ned Hamblin now. You coming, Ted?
Yes, coming now. Well, how's everything, Elizabeth?
Oh, fine, thanks, Ted.
I thought you'd have gone to town today.
Into Golden Dawn? No, I hate the place. There's nothing to do when you get there.
How about the Flying Circus? It's there now. Aren't you going up for a flight? All the boys are going in today if this muster hadn't been ordered.
Ted, come along.
Coming, Mr. Netherfold. See you later, Elizabeth. I'll be down the homestead in a day or two.
Oh, that's fine, Ted. I'm always glad to see you, you know.
Do you mean that?
Of course.
I'll remember that, Elizabeth.
Hurry up, Ted. I can't wait about here all day.
Run along, Ted. The boss stockman mustn't keep people waiting.
One of these days, Elizabeth, I'll make you pay for those words.
All right, Mr. Sharp.
All right, Ted. Turn them on over to the Dervis's Inn again.
Yes, Mr. Middlefold.
I'm afraid we're due for a dry time, and I don't want to be caught overstocked.
All right, sir.
Well, we'll get on. I want to get back home tomorrow afternoon. So long.
So long, Mr. Middlefold. Au revoir, Miss Elizabeth.
Au revoir, Ted.
Elizabeth. Beautiful, isn't she, cheese old girl? Oh, well, come on, then. Up there, lass. There's no time for sentimental stockmen on Coolabah.
Nearly at Emu Lake now, Father.
Yes. By Jove, the country looks good, too. We'll turn the cattle in here pretty soon now, I think.
Look, there's another kangaroo.
Well, there'll be hundreds of them here now. They've been undisturbed for nearly 2 years.
Father, look over there.
I daren't, not on this road. I don't want to break an axle.
But, Father, there's an aeroplane in the middle of the paddock.
Aeroplane? Good Lord, so there is. Who on earth would have made a landing here?
I don't know. We'd better get out and have a look.
Why, there's someone in the cockpit. That's strange. Come on, Elizabeth, we'll go and investigate.
I didn't know anyone around here had an aeroplane.
It's an unusual machine, isn't it? A monoplane. Painted red. I say, that's queer. The rear cockpit is unoccupied. The pilot, you know, never sits in front.
It's a girl.
No, it can't be.
But it is. Look at her hair.
By Jove, you're right.
She looks as if she's asleep. Unless she's unconscious or dead.
Oh, no, no, no. I expect she's fainted. Hello there. Are you in trouble?
She doesn't answer. She's unconscious, all right.
Hello there. Hello. I'll climb up from the wing and see what's wrong. Hello.
No answer?
No, not a movement.
Father, she's not dead, is she?
Oh, no, no, no. She's alive. But she's sitting very still.
Try shaking her. Pinch her or lift her eyelids.
There's something very peculiar about her. She looks exactly as if she's asleep. I can't wake her. Stand back, Elizabeth. I'm going to jump down again.
I wonder where the pilot is.
Goodness knows. Probably gone for help. The plane seems to be undamaged.
Oh, perhaps she's only fainted. I wonder if we should lift her out.
Just a minute. Now, don't move.
Why, what's the matter?
Let's see if there are any footprints. Now, look on the other side.
All right, I'll go round.
We'll soon see if the pilot walked off. No. No, there's not a footmark here.
I can't see anything.
We couldn't help seeing footprints of this sand. That means there was no pilot.
Well, the girl must have flown the plane.
No, she didn't. The controls are in the rear cockpit, and she's trapped in the front one.
Oh, what are we going to do, Father?
You'd better take her back to the homestead. I'll ring up Sergeant Cox. Maybe he'll be able to tell us who she is. Give me a hand, Elizabeth. We'll have to lift her out.
All right.
Now take her by the arms. I'll undo the strap.
Why, she's conscious. Look, Father, her eyes are open.
Can you speak to us?
Oh, you poor thing. What on earth has happened to her?
I don't know. It's quite beyond me. Come on, Elizabeth. We'll have to carry her to the car. Ready?
Yes, Father.
All right, then.